We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, tolerant viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available in the following 88 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CXSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on CX Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat, and in Adéa, Channel 37 on Etablissement Arcerna.
In Brazil, in Sagung Salo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. In Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Redito TV. In Colombia, in Guaranda, Channel 28 on Guaranda TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero and Pueblo Viejo, Channel 33 on Guatecha TV. And in Ubate, Channel 38 on Cable Ba TV. In Bogota, in Villa Mayor and El Adaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Asoparapórica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33. Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia, and in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA.
In Buriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovar. In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Ha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzarh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khutur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Afghanistan encourages the training of midwives. In faith news, the first mosque opens in the Canadian Arctic. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 7th, is Al-Hijra, the Islamic New Year. This auspicious time commemorates the Hijra, the migration of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his followers from Mecca to Medina in 622. Medina is about 340 kilometers north of Mecca and is now recognized as one of Islam's most sacred cities. It is the location of Al-Masjid An-Nabawi, or the Prophet's Mosque, which is the site of a mosque built by the noble Prophet Muhammad himself. For Muslims observing Al-Hijra, also known as Muharram, the special occasion begins at sunset one day earlier. It is a time of contemplation on the Hijra and on the forthcoming year. May our Muslim brothers and sisters be blessed by Allah with an uplifting and joyful Al-Hijra and a grace-filled new year.
Lying news. Premature cold continues to cause chaos across Europe. Although some areas began seeing a thaw on Sunday, December 5th, fatalities from the previous week's severe cold and storms rose to at least 60, as temperatures remained far below freezing in many areas. The Balkan states saw thousands displaced by a week of torrential rains, with officials in northwest Albania declaring a state of emergency as the nation's worst floods in living memory inundated roads, causing massive landslides and forcing more than 12,000 people from their homes. In the historic town of Škoda, residents were isolated without electricity as floodwaters surged above 2 meters in some parts, damaging 7,500 houses and submerging 14,000 hectares of farmland.
More than 1,400 police and soldiers were deployed to help via boat and helicopter, as Albanian President Bamir Topi conveyed his concern and stated that the situation was very difficult. Elsewhere, many regions remained on high weather alert, with continued cold bringing 17 new fatalities over the weekend to countries such as the Czech Republic and Poland, and 11 more to Russia as the extreme weather continued to disrupt air, train, and road transport in other parts of Europe.
When the intense weather conditions were first reported earlier last week, Supreme Master Ching Hai had sent her condolences and prayers while asking that our nearby association members please check with local governments to see if more assistance is needed. Saying that emergency funds are available, she also asked that they go if possible to help the most affected.
Our appreciation, Your Excellency of Albania and all governments, officials, and personnel working to ease the dangerous situations, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her heartfelt concern. We send sincere sympathies to those who have lost loved ones as we pray that such extremities subside through our efforts to more conscientiously safeguard the ecosphere.
Lives lost to wildfire in China. A blaze that began Sunday, December 5th, in China's Sichuan province left at least 22 people perished and 3 others badly injured. Approximately 2,000 soldiers and local residents working to control the flames had brought them nearly under control when gusting winds caused the blaze to reignite and spread once again. 15 soldiers, 2 civil servants, and 5 civilians who had been fighting the fire were sadly trapped and did not survive. The fire, which is now considered contained, is the latest in a series of deadly blazes China has been facing due to an unusually dry winter. We thank the soldiers, firefighting personnel, and volunteers for their brave and selfless efforts as we send our condolences for the lives lost. May such dangerous conditions subside as we strive to protect and preserve all life on the planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
United Nations WFP supports nutrition in Mauritania. Through a $15.3 million donation, the UN World Food Programme, or WFP, is providing funds to finance several micro-projects that will support nutrition centres and cereal banks in 2011. Mauritanian Commissioner for Food Security, Mohamed Ould Mohamedou, said that the contribution will help offset a grain deficit in the Sahel country caused by several years of extreme drought and flooding. Heaven's blessing
Nations, United Nations World Food Programme, for your kind generosity. Wishing the lovely Mauritanian people a restoring of peaceful weather and fertile land as we strive to show greater consideration for the environment.
Study finds marijuana promotes cancer growth. Published in the European Journal of Immunology, a study by an international team of immunologists has revealed that smoking marijuana can stimulate mass production of a newly discovered cell type that reduces immune functions and promotes cancer growth. Lead author Dr. Prakash Nagarkati from the University of South Carolina in the USA said that this increases both the risk of infection and susceptibility to certain types of cancer. Moreover, the study showed for the first time how the intake of marijuana suppresses the body's immunity by activating these cells. Our appreciation, Dr. Nagarkati and team, for this updated information revealing the life-threatening effects of this harmful substance. Let us all adopt intoxicant-free lifestyles for the enjoyment of safer and more healthy societies worldwide.
Some of the tragic tolls of addictive drug abuse.
Over 200,000 deaths each year. Cost of $181 billion each year in the United States. $33 billion in the UK. Lifetime cost of current drug addiction amounts to $575 billion in the UK.
Over 100 British children each week call a hotline to express concern about their parents' drug and alcohol use.
Harmful effects: brain damage, stroke, heart disease, liver disease, tuberculosis, emphysema, cancer, depression, suicide, permanent memory loss, mental illness, higher infant mortality, increased crime and violence, impotence.
Crime and violence. Illegal drugs are a factor in 50% of burglaries in the United Kingdom each year. In the U.S., 60% of people arrested each year have been taking illegal drugs. 650 heroin addicts in the U.S. committed 70,000 crimes in a three-month period.
Social costs. U.S. businesses lose $100 billion per year due to employees' drug and alcohol abuse. Australians pay $53 billion per year for health care, law enforcement, and lost productivity of drug users.
Environmental costs. Every gram of cocaine produced destroys 4.4 square meters of rainforest, with 300,000 hectares of rainforest lost each year to cocaine production.
Death. 52 people die each day due to drugs in the U.S. In Canada, substance abuse is attributed to 21% of total deaths and 23% of potential life years lost due to early mortalities.
Plus more. For help quitting, please visit For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Pilot lands safely, saving passengers. On Saturday, December 4th, a small Piper Malibu aircraft carrying three passengers and the pilot was headed from Cozumel, Mexico to New Orleans, USA, when its single engine failed at an altitude of 26,000 feet. Forced to make a water landing, the pilot's calm and skillful actions kept the plane in a smoothly gliding descent as it came down into the Gulf of Mexico, around 175 miles southeast of New Orleans. The safely emerging passengers were rescued by a nearby boat and taken on shore by a U.S. Coast Guard helicopter, where they were sent to a local hospital for precautionary medical checkups. Our sincere admiration for the brave pilot, whose composed actions ensure the safety of his passengers. Wishing the fortunate survivors many celebrations of life in the joyful company of loved ones.
Hero Canine reunited with human caregiver. Following 5 weeks of separation due to both of their injuries, Mr. Daryl Steen of California, USA, had a joyful reunion with Diamond, the family's beloved one-year-old pit bull. One night in late October, the father of two awakened to Diamond barking, which he immediately knew was a sign of something unusual, since the dog was normally very quiet. Getting up, Mr. Steen found a fire raging in the living room. He was able to gather his two daughters and quickly dropped the 8-year-old from a second-story window to safety, with his 16-year-old daughter requiring hospitalization for burns and smoke inhalation.
With burns over 30% of his own body, the single father was hospitalized for many weeks. Meanwhile, Diamond, who had been found alive, received around-the-clock care for severe burns and smoke inhalation until she could breathe on her own again, and is now staying with animal hospital personnel until Mr. Steen is able to provide a home for her again. Although unsure how to come up with more than $5,500 for Diamond's medical care as well as his own, Mr. Steen said in gratitude, "My youngest daughter just said the other day, once we get Diamond back, we'll be a family again. She saved my family. I owe her everything. I owe this dog everything."
Our immensely grateful salute, young Diamond, for your loyal and life-saving actions. May you and the Steens be fully reunited in complete health to enjoy many years of loving companionship ahead. For Diamond's brave alert, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring her with the Shining World Hero Award, as well as $10,000 to help out with medical bills for the dog and family, and with all her love and best wishes for the family's wholesome recovery.
Save our planet. Melting Arctic sea ice causing colder winters. Germany's Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research has released a new study forecasting even more frigid winters ahead for Northern Europe and Asia. Lead author Dr. Vladimir Petukhov explained that as the Arctic ice melts, the warmer air over the Barents Kara Sea changes the atmospheric wind stream, bringing colder air south. He stated these anomalies could triple the probability of cold winter extremes in Europe and Northern Asia. Recent severe winters, like last year's or the one of 2005-2006, do not conflict with the global warming picture, but rather supplement it. Our appreciation, Dr. Petukhov and colleagues, for helping us understand how winter weather can be made even more severe by global warming. May we join in concerted actions to reverse these unfavorable conditions and restore planetary balance for the benefit of all co-inhabitants on Earth.
Save our planet. Urgency of climate change emphasized at Mexico Summit. As the United Nations Climate Change Conference progresses in Cancun, many new reports on various aspects of climate change are being presented. A prevalent theme is the alarming recognition that even in best-case scenarios forecasts, global warming is headed toward a 4 degrees Celsius average temperature increase. With immediate mitigation actions a priority for the preservation of the planet, the World Climate Summit was launched during COP16 at the Ritz-Carlton. Supreme Master Television reports on location.
We're here where the inaugural World Climate Summit just concluded, coinciding with COP16. The World Climate Summit 2010 initiated a new global 10-year framework involving 300 influential companies, financiers, and government leaders dedicated to accelerating solutions to climate change. Distinguished participants included Chairman of the UN Foundation and media leader Ted Turner, Chairman of Virgin Group, Sir Richard Branson, and CEO of Grupo Televista, Emilio Azcaraga.
It was a side event where new information was presented about new scientific facts, and there are many bad news. It will be much, much serious than we thought.
Well, to address the impacts of climate change and to prevent temperature rise to go further, public policy is indeed important, together with those actions of individual citizens like ourselves, of businesses, of civil society. We indeed need to look at solutions to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, including from agriculture.
I think the biggest damage to the world is cattle. Cattle result in enormous emissions. They also result in rainforests being cut down. And so, you know, if people could, you know, cut down on eating cattle, it would make a dramatic difference to global warming.
On Saturday evening, December 4th, the summit also launched the first annual ceremony of the Gigaton Awards, honoring companies that have demonstrated leadership in the areas of climate change and global sustainability.
Sir Richard Branson presented awards to the following six Gigaton laureates for their forward-thinking green programs and practices. International sportswear company Nike, UK-based consumer goods firm Reckitt Benckiser Group, wind energy company Suzlon of India, US-based 3M, UK-based telecommunications corporation Vodafone Group, and energy company GDF Suez of France.
Meanwhile, at the lovely Climate Change Village, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association continued to provide enthusiastically received information on the organic vegan lifestyle solution to climate change, as well as free scrumptious vegan food samples.
I live in Sweden and I came to the climate change conference because I feel it's important times for us to make a difference in the world. And one of the reasons why I became vegetarian is because I believe this is the first and most important step I can make to make this possible.
I support you. You do great.
Sé vegetariano, sé ecológico para salvar el planeta.
Sé vegetariano, sé ecológico para salvar el planeta.
Reporting from Cancun, Mexico, for Supreme Master Television.
Our gratefulness, United Nations, host Mexico, World Climate Summit, and all COP16 participants working together to safeguard the planet. Let us join these noble efforts through our own eco-friendly steps, such as the Earth-saving plant-based diet. During an October 2009 video conference in Formosa, Supreme Master Qinghai addressed the critical need for world leaders and individuals to adopt the most efficient measures to reverse climate change, namely the organic vegan lifestyle.
In order to reduce the greenhouse gas emissions, we must stop the source of greenhouse gas emission. The source of greenhouse gas emission is 50% from animal raising, animal products. And we have to stop that source as soon as before yesterday. Now we can see meat is everywhere, legally killing us and our children, legally killing our planet, killing the environment in massive scales. We must stop animal production now and at all costs if we want to keep this planet called home. The government gives subsidies to animal industry anyway, so these subsidies can also be used instead to turn meat and related businesses into wholesome vegan businesses. Doing this, we only gain hugely, not just immediately, but for the long, long run. And we can keep this planet forever and make it into a paradise by just throwing that meat away and stop the animal industry.
Save our planet. The Sri Lankan government announces plans to convert some 40,500 hectares of the Mullaitivu jungle into a wildlife sanctuary designed to serve as a safe haven for elephants in the region.
Save Our Planet. The World Bank Group and UN Development Program jointly launches the Climate Finance Option website, designed to help developing countries learn more about the funding options available to help them adapt to and reduce the impacts of climate change.
Stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Birds in My Life. Our nutritious plant-based diet contains no animal products.
We have a tip on a pod fruit from a tropical evergreen tree called the tamarind.
It is commonly used in cooking in many Asian countries as well as other regions around the world.
Its sweet, tart flavor enhances jams, syrup, soups, and chutneys.
The pulp is a good source of fiber, vitamins, and minerals like magnesium, calcium, and iron.
You can find tamarind in Asian, Latin, or global food stores.
Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green to save the planet.
Now, the worldwide weather.
Thank you.
in the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association News for Malaysia. Students from the Eco-Friends Club of the International Medical University in Kuala Lumpur hosted a four-day Eco-Emergency Climate Change Seminar. At the gathering, environmental groups, including World Wildlife Fund, promoted conservation, recycling, and going organic. Our association members also attended discussing the vegan solution to halting global warming. Many students said that they had already adopted a plant-based diet. Our appreciation, Eco-Friends Club of the International Medical University, for organizing this important gathering, and all participating groups for your eco-conscious efforts. Together, we can make a difference for a greener tomorrow.
In health news, Afghanistan encourages more education for midwives. The Ministry of Health has advocated increasing training for midwives to improve the survival rate of women who are expecting or giving birth. Badakhshan Community Midwifery Education School offers an 18-month course. It focuses on important aspects of before and after delivery health care. The school has graduated 88 midwives up to now. Our sincere thankfulness, Afghanistan, for your concern for soon-to-be and new mothers. May caring midwives help many beautiful women and children to enhanced well-being and vibrant lives. Up next on Noteworthy News, members of the Muslim community in the Canadian Northwest Territories have a new mosque. We'll sing a short hymn to thank God for our life-giving world. See you soon. More foresighted news when we return, here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, admirable news for a respectful world. In faith news, the first mosque opens in the Canadian Arctic. The approximately 80 members of the Muslim community in the Northwest Territories can now pray together at a mosque in the town of Inuvik. The prefabricated building was delivered from the province of Manitoba. It contains a main prayer hall with red carpets, a kitchen, and a library. Our heartfelt congratulations, members of the Muslim community, on your new house of prayer. May it help bring many sincere worshippers closer to the infinite love of the munificent Allah.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Korean entitled Father's Thoughts.
And now for our viewers' heartline on Australia's animal rights and rescue group on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, featuring the work of vegan Miss Barbara Stephenson and her organization in protecting our precious friends and neighbors.
Thank you, Barbara, for everything that you do and have done for the animals in Australia. We need more rescue organisations like Animal Rights and Rescue Group. Viewer from Australia.
Caring viewer, we are happy to receive your loving note. We pray many more noble souls, such as Barbara and her co-workers, grace our planet for a lasting, peaceful atmosphere. May heaven's light shine on you and the gentle-hearted people of Australia.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May divine benediction illuminate your heart.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
President Hugo Chavez of Venezuela thanks the Colombian government for sending humanitarian relief to assist his flood-affected country, despite Colombia enduring disastrous floods of her own.
At the request of the African Union, former South African President Thabo Mbeki travels to Cote d'Ivoire to assist in resolving the country's disputed presidential election results through peaceful negotiation.
A health camp established in India's Gujarat state provides free medical care for more than 400 patients with urological conditions such as kidney stones, including surgery for over 100 individuals.
The European Union launches a program to help improve food safety standards for the African, Caribbean, and Pacific, or ACP, group of states, which in turn is expected to expand member nation international trade opportunities.
Dutch-born actor and singer Johannes Heesters quits the unwholesome habit of smoking out of love for his wife, German actress Simone Rettel, as he says, she should have me as long as possible.
The British and Danish Red Cross partnered to donate school fees for 8,000 children in Lakai, southern Haiti, an area that is hosting many people still displaced by the country's devastating January 12 earthquake.
Pending ratification by their country's legislators, U.S. President Barack Obama and South Korean President Lee Myung-bak sign a free trade accord that would lift tariffs on 95% of the goods sold between the two nations.
Visiting Pakistan, UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator Valerie Amos stated that residents still face dire conditions even 4 months after devastating floods, as she calls for continued aid to help the millions in need.
In the United Kingdom, Parliament members comprising the All-Party Transport Select Committee call for a zero blood alcohol limit while driving and a zero tolerance for drunk driving to reduce accidents and save lives.
In Charlotte, North Carolina, USA, guided by volunteer police and firefighters to areas most in need, a group of anonymous Secret Santas donated their own funds as they give out 100 US dollar bills to bring holiday cheer to the less fortunate.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.